proper structure to support asylum seekers. Diletta Varlese, FSRN, Brescia, Italy.
Arrests of Colombian soldiers alleged to have killed civilians and passed them off as criminals continued this week. The so-called false positive scandal broke out last September when journalists discovered the army had executed 11 young men in the city of Ocaña and registered them as members of paramilitary groups. From Bogota, Manuel Rueda has the latest.
The most recent soldiers arrested allegedly killed young men and passed them off as members of drug trafficking gangs in order to gain promotion and vacation time. The Colombian army has fought an unofficial war against guerrilla groups and drug traffickers for over 3 decades. And President Uribe's government demands that soldiers show concrete results before they are allowed promotions and benefits. Analysts say Uribe's policies have helped to improve security in many parts of the country, but his critics say it's come at the expense.
Warning, you are about to experience a hot mess. We'll be right back.
Voice, and it's Matt Anderson.
Voice. Hello, everyone. Maddie, welcome back from Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back here in Vancouver, having a great day. It's a beautiful sunny day, and it's a number one Friday. I'm so excited. It's going to be crazy.
What do you mean number one Friday? Explain to me.
I don't know.
It's like number
just one of those
like
days.
One.
It's like number one. I feel like I'm number one right now. I feel like I'm a winner.
Maddie and I are always champion. Number one.
This Friday is a winner, guys.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Mess. I'm Jay Awesome. To my right is Handsome Anderson.
What's up?
Across from me is Ready Eddie.
Hello there.
Vintage Jeans McGee. And that track, if that was blowing your mind at 6 o'clock on a Friday while you were driving down the avenue en route to your party, guess what? Armin van Helden was just helping you get your evening started correctly.
He was.
The track was Yaz, Don't Go.
Would you say Eddie's the most highly paid DJ in the world?
Apparently so. He gets big money.
Oh man, you know what?
I've missed you guys.
I miss you too.
I wish
your hair's shorter. It's not as tall. I like it.
I trimmed it down, dude. It's a new look for the Leo Awards.
Oh, you're going to the Leo Awards, are you?
Yeah, gonna be hitting up the Leo Awards tomorrow.
For those of you who don't know, it's basically a nod to the finest thespians
in the
British
West
Columbia.
Coast.
And there's gonna be.
My beautiful wife is nominated for lead actress in a dramatic series.
Congratulations to
Jewel State.
Jewel State, everybody. Jewel State.
You're beautiful. I love
Clapping.
You.
Clapping.
And I'm going to be there pimping out or whoring out Hot Mess, however you like to say it.
I prefer to be the pimp than the whore, but hey.
That's true.
Armin van Helden may be the richest DJ in the world, but we truly are the richest friends.
We are. Sha la 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 la.
What do we got on the show today, folks?
So much good stuff.
Crazy, jam packed, awesome show. We've got a metric interview by the one and only Jason Awesome.
Here I am.
It's a really good interview. They're quite serious about their music, aren't they?
Oh, but there's a surprise with the interview. We won't tell you what it is, but there's something cool with the interview
it's
as well.
It's real nice.
They're serious. They're serious about being rock stars.
Yeah.
About rocking out and their music. And their album's really good. Fantasies.
I was with you. We went to go see them do a little acoustic thing the other night.
Yeah, they did.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's right. Eduardo Sanchez.
Damn you bastards. You go to every concert that ever comes through this town.
What can you do?
And while we're at concerts in Vancouver, you're having drinks with Lou Ferrigno in Los Angeles.
Listen, don't judge my lifestyle.
I'm applauding it. Not very many people get to have social cocktails with the Hulk.
And what else is coming up in the show? It's a crazy jam-packed show. We've got Nico, the winner of So You Think You Can Dance. He's coming through Vancouver with his crew, the Pinup Saints. They're going to be playing at the Caprice tonight.
Indeed.
Go and check it out.
8 o'clock.
It's hot, sexy, raunchy.
Here.
Madness on a stage. There's music. There's dancing. There's lots of skin and muscles.
And honey. And there's honey and licking.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, no, seriously, honey and licking.
So it's going to be a crazy show. And
and he's calling it at 6:30, so you want to stay tuned for that.
Yeah, for xiao. All the ladies out there, I'm sure, are going to be super excited. Although they won't be able to see his abs, they'll be able to hear the sweet nectar of his voice.
If they go to the show, they can see his abs, I suppose.
This is a very suggestive show already.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So did you guys hear about Kiefer Sutherland headbutting that poor designer outside of a bar in New York City?
Yeah, wasn't it like the Met for the Fashion Awards or whatever?
Yeah.
And he was like...
Interestingly enough, I can totally sympathize and relate for reasons that I don't really want to get into on the live air, but I feel like Kiefer Sutherland and I are... are
brothers.
I was gonna say
from a dangerous time.
If I ever met
lovers from a dangerous time.
It's, no. If I ever met Kiefer Sutherland, though, Maddie, I would stand my ground and say so, and look him square in the eye and say, "So this is what it's like when doves cry."
Well, I do see a lot of similarities in you and Kiefer Sutherland, a.k.a. Jack Bauer, a.k.a. the dude from Lost Boys.
It's the biggest compliment I've ever had in my life.
Well, just don't headbutt anybody in the nose and get arrested and violate your probation and potentially go to jail for 4 years.
Too late. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Actually, he's not. So listen, there's this awesome band called yeah. Doves.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite bands of all time, to be quite frank.
Yeah, they've got a really snazzy CD cover with gold font.
Called Kingdom of Rust. I actually had the opportunity to interview the Doves a few years back when
they were great lives.
Well, they put out their first album called Lost Souls, see? And what they did was they came to, they're from the UK, and they came and played Richards on Richards here in Vancouver.
Yes.
And while I was outside interviewing, in front of Richards on Richards, interviewing the lead singer, Jimmy, these two wide-eyed, pie-eyed, optimist young rockers with shaggy hair and Chuck Taylors, tight jeans and not a care in the world, started frolicking in the background. One guy was pushing another guy on a dolly, and they were running up and down the street like they just...
Like trying to get their little moment on camera kind of thing?
Yeah, like having a fun old time. And he goes, "Oh, you guys." And then they laughed and ran off into the club. And I'm like, who's that? And he goes, "Oh, that's just our opening band, The Strokes." 2 months later, they were on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Oh, my God.
The biggest thing in indie rock since sliced cheese.
You know, it's moments like that really make me happy to be a host interviewing bands and in the world of music and rock.
And Eduardo,
yes,
is intimately tied to the Doves concert, which is happening at the Commodore.
May 21 at the Commodore.
So if you want to hang out with me and Ed, Matt will be in L.A. drinking with
you
Lou Ferrigno.
Get tickets because it's actually almost sold out. So
we're going to listen to a track from their new album, Kingdom of Rust, I think right now.
Because it ain't
and
nothing.
It's called Compulsion. And listen to the beat and the bass line in this track. It'll make you silly. Here we go on Hot Mess. We'll be right back.
There it is.
Love it.
Doves. Track number 9, Compulsion. Awesome.
In Vancouver, May 21, at the Commodore Ballroom.
Off of their new album, The Kingdom of Rust. We have some guests joining us in the studio now as well.
Not really a guest, more like our DJ.
Better late than never. Blontron.
Hi. I just want to give props up to the girl in the Civic who, like, probably eats Mr. Noodles all day every day because she was definitely a student who got a speeding ticket instead of me.
Ouch.
Oh,
I'm really, I would just like to say to you, thank you. Because I thought I was getting the hand with the little white glove on the cop, but I didn't.
And who else is in the studio with us, though?
Well, we have the lovely Renee from New York and Kay, my bandmate from Risky Business.
And I think Kay is going to do some lay down some tracks for us later live
here in the studio. Are. One big happy family. But before that happens, we've got to listen to an interview with one of Canada's finest bands that we did.
Now, there's something special about this interview, Jay, because apparently I don't know what it is, but you seem to like get amazing things out of artists. I don't know. You have the charm, your handsome face. I don't know what it is, but you seem to
have... It's his chest hair.
Oh, okay.
You want to see it? I'll show it to you right now.
No, I'm good.
Doesn't translate well in here. Actually, you know what it is?
It's bushy and bold. That's what it is.
It's my Back to the Future 2 hat.
It used to be the gun hat.
This hat is so Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future 2, it would freak your mind.
And we're very excited because Jay's been wearing the same gun hat from Vegas Gun Store like, I don't know, 5 years. And it was starting to smell like an old sock. So we got a new fresh lid.
Let me put it up on the blog for you so you have an idea of what we're
talking
about.
When you play
about.
With the snaps on your shirt, it looks like you're straight up diddling your nipples.
It substitutes for my nipples.
It does. You're just like, he's opening and closing his pocket snaps, and he's just a sad excuse to touch himself.
But we digress.
We really digress. We have something far better than nipples to talk about.
This is an interview I had. I had the opportunity to sit down with Metric. We did a great interview, and then they, out of nowhere, I was like, "Would you guys? Hey, there's an acoustic guitar. Would you guys mind playing me your new hit single, Give Me Sympathy, acoustic?" And they said, "Yep."
Shall
so
we?
Here we go. Let's listen to this gem.
All righty.
We're here to talk about fantasies.
Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild, open space.
What is that? That's a train slowing down, like in a station.
Yeah, nice. And then that moment where it goes.
Sun me up, got no time to take a picture.
And it arrived here in Vancouver.
It did.
The fantasies train.
And how excited we all are to have you guys here to do an acoustic show. But I suppose it's appropriate because the birth of this album happened acoustically, if I'm not mistaken, in the woods of Seattle. Why did you guys decide that you need to go get lost in the woods?
Because we'd been lost everywhere else.
Good answer. Fantasies. I don't usually like to talk about the title of an album. Don't go. Stay with me all unknown. There's a lot of metaphors, and it's all linked together on this album in different lyrics and different songs, and I feel it's almost like a comment on the pursuit of fantasies and what's going to happen if those things are realized or if they're not, and should they ever be realized.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Like all blondes are fantasies, or even in the single, you know, do you want to be the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
The Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Where do you guys stand on? I mean, should you want to be the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Should you want to be able to realize your fantasies?
And we have no idea, but we create this thing, we follow a feeling. It's very democratic in the band, you know, it's like if we all love it, then it means it's good. And there's really not much else that we base it on, you know? So, and then at the end of it all, we have this thing and we find a name for it, and it's literally like a child. It's like, who is this person? And we discover it along with our fans, you know?
So what's it like now being where you're at on the inside looking back out?
I fought the world, I fought the world, the world, stop the world.
we all have an acute sense of how badly things can go, and I think we're much more prepared to deal with what's going on now than we ever have been.
Or was there one specific breaking point where you guys knew that it was either, okay, this is either we sort this out, we figure this out, we deal with all this, or Metric may cease to exist?
Do you mind if I take that one?
No.
I mean, to me, that was Bear Creek, actually, and it was... It was
the
studio, yeah, and it was the idea that after like what if almost 5 years of straight touring, there was such a, it wasn't necessarily bitterness, but there was like an emptiness in all of our lives at the end of touring that record, and what we wanted to do is before we took a break, we wanted to go and sort of like kindle an idea of where we wanted to pick up when we came back, you know.
You got to break it to fix it.
We have a mutual friend who sent me a text message here today. His name starts with a K, likes to bust rhymes. And he said this: if Broken Social Scene is the Wu-Tang of indie rock, then M. Haynes is Ghostface Killa due to her street poetry.
Sure.
That's a good look for me, I think.
So what's it like when you're in your home country, you end the tour, and then you bust off to France?
It's going to be great to be starting in Paris, because we have a history with France. Ever since that director, Olivier Assayas, who I'd never heard of before, but he put us in the film Clean, actually thanks to the actor Don McKellar. Where is Jay?
Jay is in Vancouver.
Was that on Old World?
Yeah, it was like 2004 or something.
Yeah, because
like,
it was Dead Disco, so it was on Old World. And this is, you know, we're still playing to like 300 people.
Yeah, like at best.
Like, that's a big deal at that point. And we got to Paris, and we were greeted as rock stars. Like, the first question was like Rolling Stone France being like, so, how does it feel to be a rock star? And I'm like, it's fantastic.
I'm not sure I got the translation.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
You all have fantasies. They might be fulfilled when you go and buy this album and listen to it on repeat for the rest of your lives. Thank you, Magic.
Thank you.
Come on, baby, play me something like Here Comes the Sun. Come on, baby, play me something like Here Comes the Sun. Gets you close to the flame. Wild open space. Talk like an open book. Sign me up. Got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close to something better left unknown. We're so close to something better left unknown. I can feel it in my bones. Give me sympathy. After all of this is gone, who would you rather be? The Beatles or the Rolling Stones? You're gonna make mistakes, you're young. Come on, baby, play me something like Here Comes the Sun. Come on, baby, play me something like Here Comes the Sun. All unknown, and stay away from the hooks, all the chances we took. We're so close to something better left unknown. We're so close to something better left unknown. I can feel it in my bones.
is gone. Who would you rather be? The Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Oh, seriously, you're gonna make mistakes, you're young. Here comes the sun. Give me sympathy after all of this is gone. Who would you rather be? The Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Oh, seriously, you're gonna make mistakes, you're young.
Nico. Hello.
He's here now.
Hello, hey, Nico.
Hi.
How's Welcome. It going?
I'm good. And you?
Very, very good.
Welcome to Hot Mess. For those of you who don't know, we are listening, or we are speaking with, rather, sorry, Nico Archambault.
Hi.
Winner of So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
Band member of Pinup Saints.
Exactly.
You guys are doing a tour. You're going to be performing tonight in Vancouver at the Caprice.
Yeah, tonight at Caprice. Show starts at 8.
So we were reading about the band, and it says, you know, it's dance, it's music, it's raunchy lyrics with amazing, you know, vocals. What else can people expect from this show? I mean, it sounds like it's absolutely crazy.
Well, the music is amazing, the album is amazing, and then what's even more amazing is when you come to see us live on stage. It's a crazy high energy show. The dancing blends with the music and the singing. Sometimes the singers take the front, sometimes the dancing takes the front, and most of the time everything is mixed together, and it's jumping around, and it's crazy, and it's really, really fun.
Nico, this is Jay here. I met you earlier today when you were on our show Urban Rush. And you guys actually performed the single Mister on the show.
Exactly.
So I got to see it firsthand. And how much work goes into actually putting something like that? That was just one track. And it's very meticulous, very choreographed.
The easiest dancing one. We made it really, because the song is so bouncy and happy, we made the number really go-go
mm-hmm.
type of vibe. So this is one of our easiest dancing track, I'd say.
So to put together a whole show, and how long's your show? How long's your performance tonight?
The show is about an hour and 15.
So an hour and 15 minutes. How much work goes into choreographing an hour and 15 minutes worth of dance and song?
A lot of work. We took about a month.
How does it work for rehearsal time? I've heard there's like 3 hours for every minute on stage or something like that.
Sometimes it depends on the number. Sometimes it goes really fast and really easy. Sometimes we need to explore with the dancer and tailor the choreography to every dancer's body and way of dancing. Because we're lucky enough to have amazing dancers on the show, and we wanted to have the time to work with them and to tailor the piece on them. So we took a little bit more time for some numbers, like Halo, which is one of the most like contemporary dancing number on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We took about a month of rehearsal to put the show together and to learn all the choreography and then clean it and tighten it and then change what we didn't like and make it better.
The choreography is done by yourself, and is it Wynn Holmes?
Yeah, Wynn Holmes.
But you're also involved in the music as well. You're not just doing the choreography, because obviously on the album, you know, we can't see you dance. So there's other aspects that you guys are involved in, or you're involved in?
The Gerwin, who choreographed with me, sorry, is also the singer of the show and of the album and of the band. I'm not a singer. I don't play an instrument, but like I was saying, the music and the dancing really happens together. So.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is sometime Raul is the musical director. He produced and composed and write all the songs and everything. And he's going to come with a demo, a beat that he worked on that he would like to maybe try. And then we'll take it, we'll start putting a dance on it. And then with the dance, we're going to say, okay, well, how about you put the drums louder at that part, and you take the guitar away for this little bit, and then you double the chorus.
So everybody has input.
Yeah,
so
everybody has input, and the dance is going to influence, going to highly influence actually the music, and the music is going to really modify the dance. Sometimes we create on the song, and then we get live on stage, and we realize that with the live instrument, the song has a really different vibe, so we modify completely the number to fit the actual vibe of this live song.
Awesome. It's pretty cool to see something like this coming out of Canada. I mean, you know, you've seen sort of groups similar, you know, out of New York and Los Angeles and stuff like that. But I'm pretty impressed with what you guys are doing from like a Canadian perspective. Do you have anything to sort of like compare yourselves to? Like who are your, not necessarily competition, but who do you look for inspiration in Canada and then through the States?
You know what? I'd say that everybody in the band has been working in the music and performance and entertainment industry for a really long time. So I'd say that we use everything that we would have liked to do as dancers and singers in the commercial world and that we were never really allowed to do. And we all put it on stage.
All right, dude.
Awesome.
So we've been compared sometimes to Pussycat Dolls, but really there's not a lot, except the fact that we have dancers. and music. I mean, we don't dance in lingerie, really.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, I think that's the only way.
You don't have any dudes with muscles and abs either.
Hold on, Nico. Yeah. I know at least a handful of women who wouldn't mind if you guys did dance, if you were dancing in lingerie, all right? Let's change speeds here for a second. Because, come on, what's it like being a sex symbol? Everywhere I go, the ladies melt like Hershey chocolates in the sun.
Can I just give you an example of when I mentioned that we were talking to you on a show today? Every single female in my office was like, "Can I come down to the studio?" I'm like, "It's on the phone. Sorry."
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm melting just sitting here.
Yeah, we have two girls in the studio right now who are basically rendered speechless.
They're just puddles.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
How you doing?
I was also going to say, I mean, obviously So You Think You Can Dance was huge and is probably helping a lot, but Pinup Saints have been around. It's not like something that you started up after you won the show, correct?
No, not at all.
You guys have been around for a while.
It's been around for, almost 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But so I've been working on that. I became a lot of who I am as a performer on stage and as a choreographer thanks to the Pinup Saints, because they're pretty much the first one to give me the opportunity to put my choreography on stage, and to and because the show is so unique with its vibe and its energy and so edgy, it develops a lot of confidence on stage as a performer. So
it helped you win So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about that quickly, because you are the first...
You kicked ass.
There you go. You're the first winner in Canada. Round of applause.
And not only, may I say, because I have a wife and she's obsessed with the show, and I watch the American show. They're about to start their whatever season it is now. And the Canadian show was one of the first Canadian versions of a reality series that was better than the American show.
Yeah.
It was better. It was so sassier. Much. It had more edge to it. You guys were making out on stage. It was nuts.
Well, I remember, the judges from that would come out from the American show were just floored by. They're like, "You guys must have really lax sensors because we could never put this on American TV." And it's true.
Mary was freaking out. She was yelling all the time.
Uh huh. No, the Canadian version definitely had a twist that no other version of So You Think You Can Dance ever had, I think. And that's a really good thing.
Oh, Canada.
Well, I know we... Actually, I went down and talked to some of the Vancouver So You Think You Can Dance Canada people who are going to be competing in this year's show. And there's some good talent in this season as well.
Uh-huh. I can't wait to see. Really, I'm really excited.
Are you guys going to come back and perform on the show?
You know what? Nothing's confirmed, but I would definitely love to come back and to participate in the second year.
All right, Nico. Well, we're going to play some of your music right now. We're going to play Without Me. But tonight, Caprice, doors are at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $25, if I'm correct.
Sam, stop drooling.
You know what?
Sorry, it's really hard not to.
Just
melting at the sound of your voice.
But everybody get down and check out Pinup Saints tonight.
Here's... Yeah, come have fun with us. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it's like a show you have never seen before. It will blow your eyeballs out of your head.
Rock.
Thanks, Nico.
All right, Without Me, Pinup Saints on Hot Mess.
Thank you very much.
Like your laundry.
Pinup Saints without me. Go to pinupsaintsblogspot.com. Let's talk about clothes. We all wear them.
I love clothes.
It's something that you do in different seasons. They have all sorts of different stuff that you can wear. So.
But this is confusion season, and that's what I wanted to talk about.
I concur.
I call this season...
I'm not confused.
No, this is what it's
that's
called.
That's because you don't wear premature...
sandals and tank tops. This is what it is. Okay, hear me out. Listen. This is when all of the winter stuff is going on sale and all of the summer stuff is coming onto the racks. And we live in a place called Vancouver. And it's like you look outside, you're like, hey, it's sunny. Maybe those brand new flip-flops I just got, I can wear them. But I also just got this parka for like 60% off. And you're like, really just, you wake up and you're confused. And so I've been seeing a lot about it. It's like,
you've been wearing parkas?
No, you go
outside. And that's the confusion?
No, you can take a look outside. Next, you've been sitting on a patio, right? You'll straight up see a cute little Asian lady with like a snowsuit on. And then look across the street and there's like some dude that clearly is from Nelson. Okay, and, like, but, used to the weather. And he's like in t-shirts and shorts. And it's just like,
freezing.
They're standing side by side because this lady's like, look, it's hot where I'm from.
But here's the problem. And, like, this happened to me the other day, okay? It was like really rainy and gross out. So I was wearing shoes and blah, 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 blah. I went to the gym and I come out of the gym and it's super hot and sunny. And I have flip-flops in my trunk. So I'm like, all right, it's too hot for shoes. Let's put on the flip-flops.
You're one of them.
And I walk out, go to work. As I'm leaving work, it's pouring rain, overcast, and freezing cold. That's not, how am I supposed to be faulted for that?
Move to California.
Okay. Listen. We live in a place where 9 months of the year it's overcast and it rains, okay?
Yes.
On a good day, 98% of us look like a vampire from Twilight, okay? And except for that, when the sun does shine, we don't sparkle. But that's a whole other rant that I could go off on because vampires don't sparkle.
They burn up and die in the sun.
I don't know how many times I have to explain that to people, Robert Pattinson. Anyways, check this, all right? Premature shorts guy, you are so not tanned that
you're not ready for it.
Your white legs in those shorts in April, on the 21st of April, are blinding me, and I almost got into a car accident.
It's inappropriate.
It is. But you know what? I understand because really it is confusing. It's like you love a good deal, but you want to see the new shit. So it's like you're in the stores and it's very confusing.
And they do, like, there's a flip-flop shop that just opened on 4th Avenue here in Vancouver.
Which is like, I would love to see how they're doing in the winter.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Really, like, great idea, guys.
They have a tree made of flip-flops inside.
I'm going to open an umbrella shop and become very rich.
Sorry, Matt. There is one on Broadway. Sorry.
Mine will be better.
Umbrellas are like those things that, like, who actually buys umbrellas? Because I feel like they're always free. Like,
you
either buy a door, you just take
one. You're the person stealing all my umbrellas.
No, but it's like...
Because every time I go out somewhere, I bring an umbrella, and then I leave, and it's not raining.
Do you put it in the little pot at the front door?
Yeah, but do you actually call and ask for the umbrella? It's like, exactly. So umbrellas are free. They're just like, thank you for sponsoring the umbrella economy. Like, people like me take them, and it all works out. Because then you go somewhere, and you grab somebody else's. It all just happens. It all works.
Sam, you're so good at being thematic with tracks when we go on a rant. I'm assuming right now that we're going to listen to a song called
Sandals and Umbrellas.
Sandals in the Snow or something like that.
Flip-flops in the Snow.
By the Snowman 3.
I challenge any of you or anyone listening, if you guys can get that dude from Twilight to call our show, I'll give you money. And a six-pack.
And a six-pack. He was at our party.
And I totally disagree with Matt because I'm sorry. I have a no-sparkly vampire policy.
Yeah, but you can
only
you can call
hats.
Him out on it, even though he didn't write the book.
You know who I'd rather talk to? Olivia Wilde, who's actually also in town filming Tron.
Tron 2.
Yeah.
Remember the first Tron where they wore hockey helmets and glow-in-the-dark tape?
And Jeff Bridges was at his best?
Yeah. He's a bit chubbier now. I don't know how he's going to fit into those latex suits.
And then he became the dude and changed humanity
everybody's life.
The better for the rest of eternity.
And then he shaved his head and grew a beard and was the bad guy in Iron Man.
Oh, my gosh.
God bless him.
Let's play some music.
Anyways.
This song's dedicated to Jeff Bridges.
I don't even. Okay, we don't even need a segue. I'm just gonna play a summer song.
I'm in Miami, bitch. Get your hands up. Get your hands up.
One time, LMFAO.
Get your hands up.
Miami ain't ready for this.
When I step on the scene, y'all know me. Cause I walk with a limp like an old school pimp or real OG. I'm rocking Vans, I'm in the sand. I got a Red Bull and vodka up in my hand. You looking kinda cute in that polka dot bikini, girl. Hey, this what I wanna do. Take off that polka dot bikini, girl. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it poppin'. I'm in Miami, bitch.
Drink all day, fuck all night. We up the chain. I'm from Miami, bitch. I know you heard about them boys in the Balaga that screwed off the top. Crystal, Carol City, that's where them boys get weightlifted. One time, Hialeah, that's where them chicos get loose for real. One time, Seminola and Mango Hill, dog, let's get it. I'm cool like Dre, when I'm off in North Miami. These boys don't play, they'll tie up your whole family. I'm talking sister, a brother, granny, pappy, and mammy. That's what happens when you got a safe house, bitch, welcome to Miami. To the city, broken beans. Man, it's logic. Them boys are making it disappear like Scott's project. Okay. One time, little Haiti, stop, I said, na boule. Them boys, they're crazy. They love the hit boats full of yeah.
Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it popping. I'm in Miami, bitch. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it popping. I'm in Miami, bitch. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. It's morning time. Shh. And the girl's still there. They lying naked with some asses in the air.
That's what I'm talking
Anna
about.
Anna wants it bad. Yeah. She's got some big cojones. But I say, I'll be back. Gotta get some more coronas. Hey, you looking kinda cute. Hey, in that polka dot bikini, girl. Hey, this what I wanna do. Take off that polka dot bikini, girl. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it poppin'. I'm in Miami, bitch. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it poppin'. I'm in Miami, bitch.
And smooth, so they call me rude. Standing rude, talking my crotch like a dude. Yeah, I'm small, but who you gonna call when the baseline hit? Get your back off the wall. Light years ahead, so we supersonic. Boom, back, now we all bionic. Let it go, get retarded. You know that you really want it. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party in the bitch, and you're all invited. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party for the haters, and you're all invited. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party in the bitch, and you're all invited. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party for the haters and you're all invited. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Make your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Make your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Make your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Merry go down, all the boys be watching. Don't stop now, and it's time to be cautious. Turn the lights down, we drink till we nauseous. Go to go on, watching how he flosses. Kenny man got a big bag low. Make the girls at home with a tootsie roll. Ice creams make it say nice things. But a hip hop fame make a rapper wanna sing like shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff. Ices taste like cinnamon buns. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff. Ices taste like cinnabuns. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party in the beach, and you're all invited. Don't you fight it, know you like it. Party for the haters, and you're all invited. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Let your body go down, down, down. Like a merry go round, round, round. Down, down, down. 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 Round, round, round. Bye.
jokers of the scene there? What? What is going on?
Who is that? Jokers of the scene?
Someone play the...
We're trying to play... while we were listening to music there, my dad...
...a former Hell's Angel meth salesman guy at his house, who I met by accident tonight. And we should talk to this guy when you get up here next week, because he has one hell of a story to tell. She's never told his name.
I love that your dad's hanging out with H.A. meth dealers.
What the Gary? What is Gary Brown up to?
Oh really, man!
He wants us to call this dude and talk to him on air.
Let's not call HA people on air. Let's not that we don't have awesome. Much respect for you people.
Anyways, we digress. We have some special guests in the studio: Samantha Blondtron Matthews.
Yes.
Take it away.
I have my partner in crime here, Kay. You might remember her from such segments as "This Is What Ruffles My Feathers" and "Fireplaces."
That was a really big segment. I actually
that Love was a breakthrough. It. That was a breakthrough.
No big deal. Just another segment.
So we have a guest here up visiting us from a lovely New York City. He flew up this morning. Renee, hello.
Hey.
So why are you up in Vancouver?
Just put me on the spot.
Yeah.
Came out to see the girls. You know, Blondtron and Kay.
Sweet.
Check out. What they do, you know, hook up with them.
That's very cool. Renee, you need to explain to us what you do, because you've got a hell of a story.
I don't do much of anything, no.
Modesty will get you nowhere on this show.
I manage a couple of groups, and I have a marketing agency. We do a lot of brand marketing for companies like Pepsi Cola, and
heard of them.
Yeah, it's just a small account.
No big deal.
We actually did their music campaign this year. We did all the strategy and all the stuff for that, and I also manage a group called LMFAO,
which you just heard.
You guys just heard their record with a good friend of ours, Pitbull, on there, and you know, that's kind of like what I do. I'm into music, entertainment, brands, stuff like that. You know,
so, LMFAO. Blowing the lid off of the pot.
Yes, they are.
Like, yeah. Someone, like, you put it on the stove,
mm-hmm.
turned the heat element up to 10, up to 11, and it only goes up to 10, and the water has knocked the pot. The lid is no longer on the pot.
Can I just say, I'm the only one other than Renee, of course, who've seen them live perform, and I'm not saying this because he's in the room. Best show I've seen by far in a long time.
So, yeah. So let's talk about how you get hooked up with a group like that and how they go to the place they're at right now.
Well, I hooked up with the guys while I was actually doing a Pepsi event with AM, and I see these two guys walking around. It was I think it was a week of Halloween, and they have these afros on, and they're walking around with each other. Then I see in the following week, and one guy still has the afro on, and one doesn't. And I'm like, this guy hasn't taken off his afro yet. But anyway, I take that CD back to New York. I listen to it, and I'm like, yo, I love this. I love this. I love this. And just to let everybody know, my background is in music, and I work for various record companies in several different positions. I was like, hey, you know what? Let me call these guys up. Hooked up with them, and, you know, just started using the connections that I have, you know, sent the records out to a couple of DJs across the country. People started playing it. Flew to LA and, you know, kind of hooked up with them and worked the record a couple of months, secured a deal with Interscope, and, you know, shot a video, and it's called Kind of Rolling.
What are they doing right now? Are they, like, touring, playing shows?
Yeah, actually, they're actually in Boston right now performing. The album is actually dropping on July 6th now.
So let me ask you this. You find new talent. You're mm-hmm. up here in Vancouver checking out, you know, one of the hottest DJs in the town, one of the hottest MCs going right now in our uh-huh. hood, right? But how satisfying is it for you when you come across hot new talent, I mean, and then you're able to take them from that sort of that fledgling stage and then help them further their career and become something like LMFAO?
Lighting the fuse and watching the rocket soar.
Well, I mean, I actually pride myself in doing that, because I think that's part of the magic of, like, finding something and exposing it to the world. And, you know, it's just exciting. So I love it. You know, it's like I kind of get that gut feeling of like, hey, that's it right there. I go on that instinct, you know.
Adrenaline rush.
Basically, yeah.
Right
and
on.
Then, you know, you just ride along with it and you just keep building on it, and it's just a great feeling, you know. It's actually creative for me. You know, I don't write songs, I don't write music, but it's creativity in another way, you know.
Sam and I actually have some pretty, I mean, these are tough questions.
These are some tough
I'm
questions.
Really sorry to put you on the spot like this. We haven't, you know, given you these questions.
I'm getting
beforehand.
Nervous. what are you guys doing over there?
I'm sweating.
You know, we were told, listen, I know you spent a long time in immigration today, you've had a long day, but this is stuff we need to know.
Go ahead.
Is going to continue to hang out.
Okay, you go first. Kittens or puppies?
Kittens or puppies?
Yeah. We want to know.
Wow, that's a trick question.
No, you got to pick one right now.
I guess I'll go with kittens.
Okay, that's not good for me.
I like it. I like that a lot. Okay. I'm cool. Muffins or cupcakes?
Muffins or cupcakes? Wow.
Please get this right.
Really, a muffin is just disguised as something healthy.
This is hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd say cupcakes.
Yes. Okay, you're back on my team.
You have to go with cupcakes.
Okay, I just hockey or basketball.
Remember, you're in Canada.
Hockey.
Yeah.
All right. So, if the only creatures left on Earth were Billy Goats and Barbara Walters from The View, who would you make into a recording artist?
Billy Goat.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding! You've won.
All right. Hey!
Tough questions.
Well, thanks so much. We're all going to be hanging out at the Century House tonight, so Vancouver.
After you go to the Caprice and see the Pinup Saints, then roll over to the Century House for a sick show upstairs. It's going to be off the chains.
Yeah, and it's free.
Easy.
It's free. So everybody likes something that's free.
Isn't that better, baby?
And it stars two cute blonde girls.
It's true.
Yeah, we're going to be there too. All right.
All right, so you guys are going to perform and give a little taste right here, right now, on Hot Mess?
On Hot Mess, after we pay these university bills.
Bills?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Pay the bills.
So then maybe we can chill. After we pay the bill.
Stop touching those buttons.
Sorry.
Are we May 12, 2009, BC is faced with a provincial election. Students should vote. When we speak up, they will listen.
Vote for candidates who support a reduced tuition to increase access to better education, better transit, and adequate funding to universities.
On May 12, vote in the BC elections.
This is a message brought to you by the AMS External Office, authorized by the AMS, registered sponsor under the Elections Act, 604-822-2050.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
All right, let's do this.
Heavy hitter on the microphone, got an hour 25 and 2D unknown. Line up the candles, they all get blown. Dance and move your feet, no time to postpone. See, everybody wants a piece of my pie. I'm the only one to put her hands up high. Licking the lips cause I'm mouth so dry. Move out my way cause I'm just so fly. What you know about me, let me know. Think you're too cool to be free, let me know. Wanna get drunk, lean on me, let me know. I'm about to bust like a pea filling now. What you know about these skills in the real? What you know about these skills, it's a deal. Anybody get rowdy, need to chill. Anybody wanna come with us still? Gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Hey, yeah, I like the way you move. Gonna make you sweat, I'm gonna make you groove.
Thank you.
If you got the juice, then I've got the power. Leave you so damn grimy, you think you need a shower. You be building some castles where I be building towers. Give me the beats, you know I devour. So pretty like a butterfly or a flower. But you've been too nice and now I'm be gone sour. Drink too much, meet me at the bar. Keep my stage warm for the next half an hour. I got the bass, yeah, give you a taste, yeah. You're gonna move, yeah, it's what I do, yeah. I got the bass, give you a taste, you're gonna move what you do. I got the bass, yeah, give you a taste, yeah. You're gonna move, yeah, it's what I do, yeah. I got the bass, give you a taste, you're gonna move what you do. If you're feeling the vibe, everyone come down to Century House. Century House tonight to listen to Risky Business officially at 12:30 tonight. It's free. This ain't a mic check. All my party people, are you feeling the bass yet? Live and direct, this ain't a mic check. Check, check, check. Live and direct, this ain't a mic check. All my party people, are you feeling the bass yet? Live and direct, this ain't a mic check. Check, 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 check. On the rhythm, when I'm on the mic, I rap on the rhythm. When I'm on the mic, I rock on the rhythm. And when I'm on the mic, I rope on the rhythm. When I'm on the mic, I sip on the rhythm. When I'm on the mic, I rap on the rhythm. When I'm on the mic, I rock on the rhythm. When I'm on the mic, I rope on the rhythm. When I'm on the mic, I sip on the rhythm. When I'm on the mic, I rock on the rhythm. When I'm on the mic, I sip on the rhythm.
Destroy your face. Every time I walk in the club, they hating on me 'cause they know I look good. My hair.
none of these
chicks look better than me. Better than me. Better than me.
None of these look better than me.
One, two, four, three.
None of these look better than me. None of these look better than me. Killer, no filler, such a heavy low. You walk like gorilla, we be raising the dead like Michael Jackson filler. Don't step to me now, cause it gets no iller. Why you looking stressed? You need to chiller. Don't compare, cause I got the skiller. Once was a dream, but now I fulfill. I get on the dance floor for the dance floor killer. I got the pace, yeah, give you a taste, yeah. You're gonna move, yeah, it's what I do, yeah. I got the bass, give you a taste, you're gonna move, what you do. Aim, spot it, fire, bang. Check, one, two, here we go again. I said it's aim, spot it, fire, bang. Baby, are you feeling my flow? Baby girl, better get down low. Baby, are you feeling my flow? You got to get down low. Get down, get down, get down. Get down, get down, get down.
Nice work, buddy.
There you have it.
Booyah!
Here in the studio, Hot Mess, the big debut. And chances are you'll be hearing much more in the very near future.
Tonight.
Or the past, depending on whether or not you want to join me in the DeLorean and my Back to the Future 2 hat.
Shazam!
And go back correct. In time.
Dude, this is a crazy show. I just want to say it's been great being here with y'all.
Back from LA.
I've missed you guys.
I know.
It's been one of the best.
Delightful.
We had Metric, we had Neo, we had Risky Business, we had Renee. It's been a great day.
I think you meant Nico, not Neo.
Yeah.
Whatever. Nico's awesome. Chicks dig him.
I remember if Neo was dropping
yeah,
by.
Yeah, some Matt stuck in the Matrix.
They call me Neo when I play bocce ball.
All right. Once again, you can hear this whole show every day for the rest of your lives on our website, hotmess.org. It's going to be posted up there probably within... probably the next 72-hour period. And
it's also
go back.
On iTunes.
It is on iTunes for free. If you go to the podcast section and you subscribe to Hot Mess for free on iTunes, you can enjoy all of our shenanigans. And there's a lot of shows there. And there's a wealth of music and material, so please do that as well. Come on down to the Century House tonight.
Come on down to, yeah.
Just come down to Century House.
Yes.
Look good. I'm going to just throw a little something out there, my 2 cents. I think I'm going to be wearing coral pink tonight, so let's all try to wear coral pink. Let's look good. Let's bring signs. Let's fist pump.
Yeah.
Glow sticks. Let's take them back. How about that?
Taking it back.
All right.
Bringing it all back.
Mix us on out, Blondtron.
I'm going to.
See you guys next week.
Holla.
Same bat time. Same bat shadow. Thank you.
devil between us. Hey, must be a 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 devil between us.
Cuando lleguemos a ese zarambeque, así que vamos a oír ese titiring. Lleguemos a ese bembé después del guate que hace con pancha en el campo. Vamos a ver.
FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can podcast and listen right there. I'm David Love Jones. Welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm going to replay my interview with Scientific Terence Hui. He's a local producer, moved out here from Toronto. Coming up in a sec. Playing down at Nuba Restaurant for the first Saturday tomorrow night between 8 and 12 p.m. That's Nuba, Hastings, and Canby.